From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is extending flexibilities to continue allowing free meals to all children throughout the school year. This move is part of USDA's commitment to ensuring all American children have access to nutritious foods as the nation recovers from the pandemic. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says as our nation recovers and reopens, we want to ensure all children continue receiving the nutritious breakfasts and lunches they count on. The USDA has filed an administrative complaint against Florida-based Farm Fresh Packers for alleged violations of the Perishable Agriculture Commodities Act. According to FreshPlaza.com, the company allegedly failed to make prompt payments to four produce sellers in the amount of nearly $310,000 between July 2017 and November 2018. Farm Fresh Packers will have an opportunity to request a hearing, but if USDA finds they committed repeated and flagrant violations, it would be barred from the produce industry for 3 years. Alabama poultry growers have until November 6th to get their applications for a portion of the $4 million set-aside from state funds received through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Securities Act, or CARES Act. The poultry relief is administered by the Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries as part of the Alabama Agriculture Stabilization Program. AlphaFarmers.org reports poultry relief is available to farmers who grow breeders, broilers, and pullets. With today's Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.